Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for joining Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin. I'm your host. And I'm so happy to have with me today, Becky Ross. Becky, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh my goodness. So on today's show, we are going to be talking about taking your business from mediocre or ordinary to like the stratosphere. So I would love for people, and I love that topic, and business is something that a lot of people kind of avoid talking about. So I would love to have more, you know, like just amazing conversation, which I know we will. And but before we get started with that, Becky, I would love for people to know a little bit about you. So, Becky, you have like at least four businesses, very successful businesses. I know you're a realtor. Yeah. You have a TV show. You, you're a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, which is how we met. And you're a mom of three kids, which I'm sure they're amazing. Having you as a mom, they've got to be amazing, amazing beings. And
I'm pretty lucky.
You know, and you're just an amazing, amazing lady that I'm really grateful to know, to, you know, to have met and get to know. I get to see you at fun places around the world. And so I was really excited when you said yes to come on and talk to me today. I was like, oh, what should we talk about? Let's talk about business. So that's kind of going to be the, kind of our focus today. And who knows what else, you know, we will bring into the conversation. So, first and foremost, welcome, Miss Becky. Welcome, welcome.
Aw, thank you. I'm super excited about being on here. I love having conversations, especially with you. I love having these conversations about creation of your business. And really, so like my target and, for me in my life, I am my business, right? Like my life is my business. And so when we, you know, even start talking about really going from mediocre to like massive creator, for me, it starts, you know, in all areas of my life. And we'll focus on business today. But, you know, when you're talking about this, for me, it's like working on your body, working on your business, working on your relationship, right? Like the relationship with myself. I love it because we talk about this, like leveling up. And for the beginning of the year, for me, it has been such a huge demand of like level up. And what's fun about that, it just means for me, like just turn it up, right? Like there's no goal that I'm not meeting. There's no, you know, nothing, but level up can mean anything to anybody by just turning it up a bit, right? Like so me, I like to turn everything up like 100, 200, 990%, but even turning up 10%, you'll see the changes in your life, and you'll, you know, that's leveling up. So whatever you know, works for you, let's talk about it.
I love that. Yes.
Yeah. So just for today, just for this 1 hour, if you'd be willing to turn it up, well, as far as you'd like, whatever's comfortable for you. Let's do 90%.
Well, I love it. And it's like, I know that that is different for everybody. You know, there
yeah.
is no one set formula. And mm-hmm. so I would love to talk a little bit about when somebody, so you say, oh, turn it up. And you've made
turn
a command for yourself to turn it way up. So what do you
yeah.
do when you hit the point where it's uncomfortable?
Ooh. For me, my life is uncomfortable. So, yeah. When you make that demand, my life is uncomfortable. And if I'm comfortable, something's not mm. happening, right? So then I'm like, what's going on here? To be honest with you, like, let's see, like, really, I'm always asking to be uncomfortable, right? Like, to experience more, to have more challenges, more puzzle pieces, more business, more like what else mm. can I do that would be fun for me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure. Did that answer your question?
Mm.
What do I do? Like, is that what you said?
Yeah. So I asked you what you
yeah.
did, like, what do you do when you're uncomfortable? And so it's,
okay.
So you're
got you.
Like not comfortable unless you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, and that sounds funny too. And you know, I do have to throw in there, I have like a whole tool bag full of great tools that I use
mm-hmm.
nonstop. And in the beginning you talked about, so we are both access consciousness facilitators. You don't have to be a facilitator to have a great tool bag of full of great toolkit, you know, to pull out when things get uncomfortable or, you know, wonky in your world.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one is, how does it get better than this? whenever I'm
mm-hmm.
uncomfortable, how does it get better than this? One, because it takes me out of the judgment that maybe something's wrong or something's, you know, something's not right. If you're uncomfortable, sometimes we'll
mm-hmm.
go into, the wrongness of the situation instead of, you know, what's right about the situation. So how does it get better than this is one of my favorite tools
mm-hmm.
when I'm uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And so when you
yeah.
ask that question, like, what does that, so if you're uncomfortable and you ask
okay.
that question, you know, how does it get better than this? What do you, like, do you look for answers or, you know, what does this question provide for you?
The question provides for me. What does the question provide for me? Well, when I'm asking the question, I'm not looking for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking for is to get out of my head that something's wrong, for one. Like, I think sometimes if you're into something's wrong, you're thinking. And for me personally, to get out of thinking, trying to figure out what's wrong or what's right about a situation, how does it get better than this? For me, opens up doors, opens up opportunities
mm-hmm.
for the universe to come in and show me how it gets better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
yeah.
that is, you know, so if somebody is listening who's not familiar with using questions, that, you know, I love
yeah.
how you answered that, and it really does open up more for more opportunities. And the really
yeah.
fun thing about these questions is you don't have to sit and wait for the answer either.
Right. Yes. Usually it's getting out of the moment of whatever's taking place in your head, either what I find myself. So if something's going on and I'm uncomfortable, it's usually my head then starts to figure out, like, I always love to say your brain is like an Excel sheet, right? Like
mm-hmm.
you have A, B, right? Cell A, cell B, and then
mm-hmm.
cell C. Well, A is maybe the past, B is this, and you have, you know, it'll be like, hey, this is what took place before. This is what possibly, probably will happen again. And, you know, like this equation will constantly happen with your brain trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Your brain has a hard time figuring out beyond something new. And if we're talking about leveling up, we're talking about experiencing things that we haven't experienced, right? Because if you are going to another level, even if you're in a building, you're on floor one, you go to floor two, if you're leveling up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you've possibly never been to those levels. So for your brain to figure out how to, what that level, that floor is going to look like, what's going to take place, it's not possible. So that's what I find is really the uncomfortableness will take place when your brain's trying to figure out and it doesn't have anything to compare it to. So for me, using questions, take me out of the thinking, trying to figure everything out. Even I like to say it's like a form of prayer, right? You're like, universe, God, whatever, you know, you believe in, help me out. You can figure out miracles right here. You can figure this out, not me. And I think that's actually one of the main tools that I've used to be able to create so many businesses. To be able to function, to have so much on your plate, to be able to multitask is really getting out of my own way. Totally.
Yes. And that kind of leads me into my next question was exactly that. Like, how do you, with all of the businesses, you have three children, you know, and I know you travel quite a bit. So how do you, and then you're always looking to level up. Like, so how in the world do you do all of that and, you know, stay, you know, you don't, you're not an insane person, you know, how do you do all of that?
Yeah. Well, and to be able to do all that and then to thrive, right? Mm-hmm. And to have joy and to have fun in your life and still create. Well, let me say this. I found I'm a massive creator. Many of us are massive creators and probably just have no idea. So for me, if I am creating, I mean, I'm always creating no matter what. I will either be creating crap, drama, or I will be creating businesses and new opportunities and creating connections. And so for me, I find the more I create, the easier it actually is. The less I create, it seems like I will be bored and I will continue to create. And a lot of times, you know, it's problems or, you know, just different things will come up. And I think a lot of us really, I'm not sure if you've ever looked at that before, but we are just nonstop creators. And I think it's just, are you creating possibilities or are you creating problems?
Oh, I love that question.
Choice.
Yeah. So if you ask that question and you're like, oops, I think I might be creating more problems than I'm creating possibilities, then... What do you suggest then?
Well, then choose something else.
Oh, wait a minute. Can it really be that easy?
It really can. Wow. Yeah, it really can. You know, it's very interesting. Until recently, I haven't really acknowledged how much I do. I do sometimes travel 3-4 times a month, 2-3 days for one business, and then come home right off the airplane and go to my office and create, you know, do another business and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. I do have a lot of help. I do hire people to help, you know, to help me fill in some of the space and do some of the things that aren't fun for me. But a lot of people, I think, will kind of, like, I'll do create business sessions and just creation sessions for people. And I think what happens is a lot of times people see the whole picture and it'll stop them, right? To create a business, well, I have to have a business loan. I have to have an office. I have to do this. I have to do that. And a lot of times it's really just taking that first step that's not so overwhelming, that's not so intense, taking one step into creating, whether it's a business, you know, whatever it is, I always look at that and I'll tell myself, just take that one step. Just take the one step now and we'll see, you know, like what follows.
Oh, I love that. And what a great place to take our first break. So take one step and see what follows. You guys are listening to Imperfect Brilliance with my guest today, Becky Vaness, and we'll be back soon. Then you can even count to 25 backwards.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Betsy McLaughlin here with Becky Vaness today, and we are talking about leveling up and going from mediocre to massive creator. I love that. So before the break, one of the questions that Becky asked is, are you creating problems or are you creating possibilities? So, and I asked her, if you find that you answer you're creating problems, what do you do? And the answer is so simple, I choose again. And that's one of the things that I love. Like, okay, so if you're choosing problems and you've decided that that isn't working so much for you, then you can choose again. And one of the other things that Becky was sharing with us was that she's a massive creator, and the more she creates, the more joy, the more thriving, the more rich and full her life becomes. And I was talking about this the other day with somebody where it's like the more you say yes to, and you have no idea how it's actually going to all fall out. You know, you just like, I can't believe I just said yes to yet another project. And when you do that, it just like expands your life. So you, right, and if you stay out of the how in the heck am I going to do this, I don't have any more time in my day, and you stay in the energy of, yes, I absolutely will do this. This, you know, brings me joy and makes me happy and all of these things that, you know, we're talking about today. So what questions and what tips can you give people when they feel like they just can't, you know, like they're overloaded and they just can't do anymore?
That's such a great question. So I would suggest what are you looking to create in your life? What are you looking to create is your life and your business? So mm-hmm. when I'm asking to add more income revenue streams, you know, it's not always adding another business, right? Like there are times, well, you know, I'd like to add more income. So if I'm asking to add another income revenue stream, a lot of times you're probably thinking that, well, I'm already busy. How am I going to do more? What is that going to look like? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
thinking blah, 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 blah. Well, one of my things that I found that has worked in my life is I say yes. If something shows up and a person comes up to me and is asking me a question, asking me to, you know, do something that's going to create more income, and it's very, very similar to what I've been asking for, I say yes. Yes. So what is that? There's been times in my business that I learned how to do research. So I had a friend, it's actually for a huge billion-dollar corporation company. She loved me and she trusted me enough to start running these big projects. And she's like, do you know how to do that? And I said, well, yes, I do. And I was like, yeah, I can do that for you. Okay, let me get back to you. And I turned around, and if you can imagine my face right now going, oh, my God, no, I have no clue. Like, I had no clue. But I knew. Like, what did I just do? But I knew it was following, like, the, you know, the energy of what I was asking for more of in my life. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, somebody showed up that actually knew how to do what I was saying I could do. They helped me. Then I found videos to learn. I was actually doing like back-end programming of like these huge systems to add into like, you know, like those, the research program, whatever it I was doing, for an example. And
uh-huh.
Long story short, like this one yes that I said to her led into 8 years and to a whole nother business of research that I had no idea would take place. You know, like we don't see like the overview of us saying
right.
yes to one thing, what it actually creates in our life and how it contributes. So my willingness just to say yes, and I knew I had no idea how to do it. I knew that I would do whatever it took to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also another piece here that I would love to just like put in here, because you know that sounds great. Everyone's like, yeah, great, that's great. Well, how am I going to do that? Well,
right.
Step one, like I always say, like one step in your intro, Betsy, you even say it, when you stop judging you, right? I wrote that down because I was like, brilliant. When you stop judging you, well, so. When I stop judging me, when I stop looking at everything that I wasn't,
mm-hmm.
opportunities opened up. How many times do you say, well, I'm not good at that. I'm the first one to tell you right now, I'm horrible at grammar and I'm horrible at spelling. If I went around every time and said no to things that had it, because I've decided that I'm not good at that, I wouldn't have half the business that I have. Acknowledge that it's something that's not fun for me now, but I stopped judging me for it, right? So everything we think we are not, and then it's like fill in the blank. Everywhere you think you're not a businesswoman or man, are you willing to look at that, right? Like, because what you decide, what you judge you for doing, How can you be it, right? Like, how can you be successful? How can you add that income to your life? And are you able to level up by judging you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So step one is really to looking at what you tell yourself that you can't do, what you tell yourself that you're not. you know, if I'm not a good mom if I travel, blah, 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 blah. You know, like there's many things that we like to self-judge ourselves by. And I also, you know, got out of that. I'm judging you for that. I see my kids stepping up in their own lives if I wasn't around. They were creating. They started creating their life. Mm-hmm. It, you know, like it, so stop judging you. Step one.
Stop judging you. And along with that, I love that so much. And it's like, it's not having to have all the answers before you even get started.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you had said, if you had said, you know, no to how many different opportunities because you didn't know. You didn't know how to do it before, like for all of us listening, right? Like how much more limited would your life be if you only said yes to the things you knew how to do right here and right now? And I think about so many different things in my life. Well, I had no idea. And it was just, you know, it sounded like fun. It seemed like something that I would enjoy. So I would do the same thing. I'd say yes. And then I'd learn. I'd learn what I needed to learn. I'd ask questions. I'd find the people who did know, you know, and right. And now we're so lucky to be in a time in our lives where there's so much information you can find on the internet.
Oh, much information. There's right? so much information and so many resources, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just taking that one step, like what if, you know, just taking the start, like start with your life and your business, but, you know, like to level up, what is it going to require to do that? Like what, like I love starting my mornings with asking questions, thought, you know, just sitting, what am I going to do today? Who do I need to talk to? What would be fun? You know, like what is required to do this? Gosh, who can, you know, show up that has the knowledge to do this? And so for me, asking these questions, as I said before, it's like you're talking to the universe and you're, if your life is a party and you're like, this is the invitation, show up. And your life can actually be a party if you stop judging you. You can actually have fun, right? Like young kids, like little kids, my son is such a creator of magnitude because he creates as himself. And I think, you know, as us adults get older with, you know, who knows what environment you're in or what takes place and how many judgments, you know, you've bought about yourself or you've told yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really not as easy to know what you know. And I'm always looking at that. Like, what do I know about this? What do mm-hmm. I know about this? And, you know, by asking that I am a realtor and I do all these fun things and like, what else can I do? And for me, when I'm asking to level up, it's okay. Hey, this has been fun. And now how can, you know, how can I have more employees? What else can I, you know, add here to this business, or what else is this business asking for, you know? And just have the willingness to do, and, you know, I guess, I don't know if it's saying do more, because for me, like, I have a target of to work less, make more.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so when I create something, I'll create it. And let's say I do a, we do a podcast as well. Well, I take my podcast, I have it transcribed, I put that as a blog, I take that and use it as a call topic for an online telecall that I possibly am doing. So when I say like level up, really I'm doing less. I will do one thing, but I'm like, what can this one thing create? And how many things can I create with it? And, uh-huh. you know, so gosh, for some people, you know, they can do a telecall and it can become a book and it can become, right. you know, a product and, right? And there's so... What we're talking about here, when I say, hey, like, what would it take to level up? I'm not telling you to do more and work harder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just and what can create more with these projects that I'm doing.
Yes. And the question you asked earlier was even like, who else could you bring in and to contribute to you? You know, and it's that who else, what else, where else? I love asking those questions too. And then what popped in was also just to remind people, it's not always about, you know, like if you're starting a business, let's say, and you might not have the funds to bring someone in, so you're not even asking for somebody because you've already decided you can't afford to pay them. Well, you know, what other question, and I'm raising my hand because I've certainly done that. And it's like, okay, well, what other questions could you ask? Maybe you could do some sort of bartering with this person, or, you know, like you don't know until you ask, right? But if you ask that, you know, wonderful universe to contribute and you ask for the people to show up, maybe somebody's even willing to work now and get paid later, or work on a percentage of something that's brought in. So everywhere that you've decided you can't because, you know, and filling in the blank of all of the becauses, what if instead you started asking these questions and just see what possibly could show up for you?
And we're having this conversation now, and anybody that's listening to this conversation is here because they're ready. Right, you're you already are it, and that's something that not many of us talk about, and that's something that nobody told me. Right, like when you decide you're all these things that you're not, but you actually already are it. Like you are, if you know you're on this, you're talking with us, you chose this for a reason, right? And and you've possibly been asking already for more information on business, right? You maybe been asking for something new and different, like a new way of creating possibilities in your business and life. And so you're here. And that just leads me to even the next thing I personally do is I surround myself, and not even just surround myself, I immerse myself into what I would like to have more in my life, and what I would like to create, and hence that's, you know, that's how I know Betsy, and that's how I adore her, because I surround myself with amazing people. I surround myself with people that would like to create. So that also might be something if you're looking to level up in your life. What are you doing? What are you choosing? Like, you know, just take a moment to look at who you hang out with. And I have these conversations with my kids, and it's, this conversation is not about judging that somebody's right or wrong, but if you'd like to make more money and you'd like, or let's say just business, you want more business, well, take some business courses, surround yourself in business. I wanted to also be a realtor. So I took a course, obviously I got my license, you know, so it's really just immersing yourself in the information of what you'd like to have more of.
That's
be
so true.
Creators.
So
listen to telecalls.
Absolutely. And it really is like just being willing. And it's time for our second break here. So
already,
I know it's like going so fast. Thank you so much, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for some more wonderful conversation with Becky Vaness.
Yay.
Bye. Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Thank you guys so much for being with us today as I'm talking with my guest, Becky Vaness, and we're talking about tools and questions that you can go from mediocre to massive creator. And Becky, our time is going by so fast, so I want to be sure before we dive back in with more questions and conversation, that anybody who might be interested in reaching out to you, how can they find you? If you can let everybody know, please.
Oh, well, I have several websites, but it's so funny because my real estate. But it would be www.becky-vaness.com. And
spell your last name for everybody, please.
Oh, sure. I was wondering that. I was like, So it's Vaness. V as in Victor, A-N-N-E-S. Yeah. And I have tons of information on there as well as connecting to social media and different fun things like that.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, if one of the things that I was thinking about were one of my questions that I love asking, so if I'm looking at something, instead of trying to decide, which is something that, you know, I used to always do, like I had to decide and I had, you know, all of these points of views about what even that was. Well, one of my favorite questions to ask is, what will my life look like in, and it could be, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, however many years, if I choose this.
Yeah.
And then I will ask that same question, what will my life look like if I don't choose it? And, you know, sometimes that can really help me when I'm looking to make a decision and I, you know, like might be stuck in not knowing what to do. And I wonder, are there other questions that you might ask?
Oh, wow. That is one of my big ones that I do ask. Well, you know, right now I've been looking at a lot of asking certain questions. Let's say, like, what is success, right? Like, I've been looking at leveling up, and I know that it might sound interesting, but I'm like, well, what is success to me, right? And what have I defined as success? And what would I like to create for my future? I know sometimes, you know, we'll see different people on TV and maybe you think they're successful and you're like, yeah, I'll have all that. And, you know, so, but I've really been diving into more of like, you know, like, what do I know that other people are looking for? And what would that look like for me? So I know when I'm looking to level up and create something new, and that's kind of like what your question is the question of, you know, like, what's, if I choose this new opportunity, what will my life look like? Well, a lot of times that's where the uncomfortableness comes in, because when we're choosing outside of what we know, sometimes that will stop people, right? Like, that's a lot of times where they're like, well, I'd love to have a business, but I don't know if I can get a business loan, or I'll need a business partner to do, you know, these different things. Like, you know, when we look at what we'd like to create and why we've decided we can't create it, which always comes up. So if you're like, I'd love to have a business, and then, you know, a lot of times, well, I can't start this month because such and such, or, you know, I was just working with a lady that has a CBD oil, and she'd like to create a product. And she was asking how, like, where would I begin? Like, I need financial backing and da 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 da. And I said, well, do you? Do you need that? I actually have 5 businesses, and I've never gotten a loan to start any of them. And which is funny, because that, like, usually that's a big stop for people. And she goes, I don't. I said, well, do you? What if you went and got purchase orders for the product before you had to pay for it to be made? And just tell them it's back ordered. You know, like, are you able to do that? I said, you know, I've done it. And, you know, it might be a little uncomfortable because you are, you know, playing that, you know, that balancing act and, you know, getting this completed in, you know, a timely manner, you know, so you want to make sure that you can do all those things. But what if you got orders that were paid half up front? And that would actually pay for your product being made. And no, I'm not saying she's going to do that, or I'm not saying she's not going to do that, but it did open a door that she wasn't aware of for her. So she was excited about moving forward because she stopped thinking that she wouldn't be able to do it because she didn't want to get a large loan for her business. So really asking these questions and, you know, being aware of what's popping up for you that will stop you is big. It is huge for me, and I think my success and being able to have so many businesses and have fun creating more.
Thank you so much for those questions. And, you know, I wonder, a whole bunch of businesses, what questions do you ask, like, when you're trying to figure out, like, what you should be doing?
Yeah. Well, so I don't do to-do lists anymore because I would go insane having, you know, so many to-do lists, and then sometimes I can't get all, you know, and then I'll lay in bed at night and be like, oh, I didn't check off number 3, 4, and 5 on my to-do list. So what I will do is in my morning, I will ask myself, hey, like, what do I need to be aware of today? Like, what, like, am I forgetting anything? What do I need to be aware of? And what requires my attention? And sometimes, you know, like, my phone will ding because I do put systems into play. I do have, you know, my calendar alarms me of appointments because I honestly don't remember anything. It's the funniest thing. I have, like, CRS. I can't remember stuff.
I can't either.
I can't remember anything. And actually, I think that's why I'm actually joyful and happy. I don't bog myself down with lists or with having the job of remembering. I have great systems. I have systems into play to remind me when I have an appointment, when I have to make a call, you know, and those different things. And then that way I'm able to go through my day. If there are days where I do nothing, and I'll just hang with my kids. Just to have fun. So when I am asking the questions, like, what do I need to be aware of and what requires my attention today, something usually will pop if it's big that needs. And I know that sounds kind of interesting, but I have to say I'm a firm believer that the universe has my back, right? Like, whether you believe in the, you know, you have Yahweh, who would have God, whoever you believe in, I know. I've seen it in my life. I've experienced it. I trust it. Like, the universe has my back. And believe it or not, these things will pop up. And I'll remember if I have the FDA coming in for who knows whatever my clinical research. And I'm like, what do I need to know here? Like, what do I need to be aware of? All of a sudden, these things will pop. Where I was like, oh, I forgot to do this. This needs to be done. And boom, 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 boom. Like, I'm like, okay, what else? And then I do it. And it's just when you're willing to be aware of everything and when you're not judging yourself, things are actually fun. Like, creation can be so fun, you know?
Yeah, and it's so true. I do the same thing. And I used to be a list person. And I just, you know, and something will pop in sometimes and really get my attention. And be like, oh, you know, like, and that's really what, when you're asking everything to contribute to you, all of your creation, they do. They absolutely will contribute to you and remind, you know, like they'll ping you or someone else will ping you, you know, and be like, oh, you know, right, I got to remember, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, it's so, it's actually a very, very different way of being that took me a little bit of time to, you know, because I used to really function from my lists and it had to be, you know, A, B, C, D. And now to be the space of functioning so differently, and it's it really is such an amazing thing to do, though, to be that energy and that space of creation, and knowing that your creations have your back.
They do, and it's so interesting, Betsy, because. If I could say anything, it's like, what if you were the only obstacle to having a great life? You, right? Like, not you, Betsy. You're not my obstacle. But this idea of us, you know, in the universe, having your back, asking you shall receive. It's written in the Bible how many times, whether you believe it or not, it works. Like, what are you asking for? And again, what if you are the only obstacle to having a great life? Nobody can stop you. You can only stop you. It is now the time.
So is now the time to create beyond anything that you've created so far? And, you know, whatever that is for you, whatever that looks like. And again, what if you didn't have to have all the answers right now and you just start it?
Yeah, just one step. That's where we start, really. Just take that one step.
One step and follow, you know, like in following the energy of, you know, it could be like a little whisper that you're thinking, I don't know why I'm going this way when I always go that way. You know, it could be you're walking home a different way or something. And then when you follow that, something else happens, or you meet someone, or like you just never know, because every choice you make leads you to something.
Yeah, whether it's information that you've been asking for, like I swear I've been like, gosh, how do you do this? Like, what is that? And then I'll meet somebody and they will give me the information. I'm like, what is happening here? Right? Like in my head, I'm looking around, if you could. We're on radio right now, but just imagine my head looking around going, was there cameras? Like, I was just asking for this information.
Yeah.
And then the neighbor will be walking the dog and then just blurted out the information that I've been asking for. And, you know, I'm always like, how does it get better than that? And what else is possible? Thank you.
Yeah.
Super grateful.
No, it's so true, right? And that's what I was meaning about, you know, following those breadcrumbs and the whispers and, you know, like, oh, wow, who knew your neighbor would have that information or whatever, you know, whatever it is. And so in that, like,
who knew?
What?
And, well, you know, it's something else I get that just pings for me, too, that I'd love to say is that, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late to start. It's never too late to try something new. I think a lot of times, I know we talked a little bit about my bio and, you know, I'm a mom of three and, you know, I've been married 24 years and I will be 47 this year. And it was interesting when I really started leveling up, I decided to do a figure competition. And actually that choice came quickly right before I was like, I'm showing up no matter what. And when I decided to show up, that's when it led into a figure competition. But what was pinging for me right now, just to bring up to you too, it's never too late. So I was, I had three stomach surgeries. I had three kids. I was married 24 years. I'm already 47. So I did a figure competition. I had some great tools doing it, and I created something beyond my greatest expectations of my life. If I would have been like, it's too late, I've had stomach surgeries, I can't have abs, I'm old, you know, I'm this, I'm that. And I just took one step at a time, and I created a reality beyond. I didn't create a better me, Betsy. I created a me beyond anything, this reality that I could have ever imagined. Flat stomach, abs, and yeah, I mean, you know, these things that I've talked to so many people, they've decided they're married forever, they're old, they're married, they have kids, and who knows what your excuse is. But, you know, once again, it's only you stopping you. So just so you know, and be aware of that, it's never too late. Just choose. Never too late. Just create something beyond that you would ever imagine.
Hmm. Thank you so much for bringing that into this conversation today. So no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, it's never, ever too late.
Ever, never, ever too late to create something beyond what you can imagine. Be whatever you wanted to be when you were a kid. Choose it now. I mean, you know, you wanted to be an ice cream truck driver. Do it. You know, when you're a kid, you think of the silliest things that you want to do. I actually said I wanted to be a mechanic.
That's fun.
So, you know, isn't that funny?
So what, you know, what is it that you have told yourself that you could never do, that maybe now you could start asking some questions and create beyond and level up your life and keep choosing, guys, keep choosing and choose again and choose again and choose again. And if you fall down, what can you say?
Get back up. Get back up. Keep going. Never stop. Never give up and never give in. No matter what.
Yeah.
There's always another possibility. I swear.
And when you're hitting brick walls, you know, what if you turn around and what if you ask more questions? And what if that brick wall is actually exactly where you need to be? And it leads you to something else, something far greater, far more beautiful than what you might be seeing as a brick wall right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I've loved this conversation so much today, Becky. I can't believe it's almost already time for us to be, you know, to finish up.
So fast.
I know.
And we got so much more to talk about. What?
Well, maybe you'll just have to come back on and play with me some more on another time.
I would love to.
So what parting words could you give to everybody listening?
You're the only one that's stopping you.
All right, you heard it here first, you guys. Thank you so much, Becky. Create possibilities.
Thank you.
Be joyful. Say yes to life. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everybody. Becky Vanez, thank you for being with me today on Imperfect Brilliance.
Thank you for having me. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.